Hello everyone, I'm Joe.
And I'm Caitlin.
And welcome to Spoilers Digest, where we predict the plots of your favorite movies that we haven't seen. Then we digest the movies and tell you what we got right and what we got wrong. This time, we have another special guest, and you could probably tell by the voice that it wasn't Vanessa. Today we have...
Caitlin Baker.
Thank you,
Caitlin. I was always taught that in order to sound more powerful, you go up on your first name and down on your last name in inflection. So instead of saying Caitlin Baker, like I'm unsure.
Like you're questioning it.
I'm Caitlin Baker, bitches.
Joe.
But you leave out the bitches, you just say it in your head.
But also in acting, they want you to go up on your name, your last name, and keep up, because then if you're like, I'm Joe Connolly, and your name gets lost. Caitlin, give us a quick rundown of who you are and tell us you.
Okay, so me. I'm a person.
Uh-huh.
A human being.
Yeah.
That has degrees in English and nursing. And
I don't think I knew about your English degree.
Oh yes,
I did. Where'd you go to school for English?
I went to a little place called Asbury College, which I lovingly like to call Raspberry College, so we won't go into that. But then I also went back to school at University of Kentucky, which is a real school.
not like Raspberry.
I do not defame things publicly. So I have degrees in English and nursing, English literature. The things I like the most are the romantic and early Victorian poets, and just real like gothic-y stuff.
Yeah.
So other things,
I've known you for what, 5 years now? I'm just finding out about your love of gothic now.
That's upsetting.
I don't think we've ever sat down and just chatted about shit.
We should chat about literature more often.
I don't have anything much to say about it.
Okay, well, that's all right. I'll talk to you. You can listen. I'm just kidding.
Well, her next book that she's going to read is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Hitchhiker's Guide to, which I've never read and I'm so ashamed about.
It's such
but
a
then book Joe's going to read Crime and, he's going to listen to Crime and Punishment.
Because I don't have the reading skills of a real human being.
No, you have all the skills.
My reading speed is like one word per hour, I think.
That's amazing. That's shocking. I don't think I've
I'm just a slow reader.
We should study you.
Oh.
So other things I like,
can we listen to everything?
I like Tupperware. I like keeping things in Tupperware for weeks and then throwing the whole thing out as we do. Like eating cookies in bed and waking up in a pile of cookies.
Yeah,
like I did this morning.
That was your,
my Facebook status. I like knives. I like blood.
I like death.
I like death. I also like warm, fuzzy things and cute dogs with smushy faces and cats with smushy faces.
You like pugs.
I like pugs.
And you
like
English bulldogs.
English bulldogs and Frenchies, both of them.
Okay.
Anything with a really smooshy face that you just want to like
a Shih Tzu.
No, I want to punt I want to punt a Shih Tzu.
Okay.
What movie are we talking about?
That's a good question. Okay, so you had suggested there are a couple movies that you haven't seen, and then I saw them, and I said, haven't seen them either. So we're going to do Nosferatu, or Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
Or Yesferatu, whatever you want to call it.
Or Oh Hell Nosferatu.
Oh Hell Nosferatu.
Yes.
So let's just jump into it.
Yeah, Caitlin, let's jump into it.
You have a whole book of knowledge.
I'm so prepared with things about.
What do you know about
I know nothing about Nosferatu, other than I think it's a vampire thing, and if it's not, I have been horribly misled by the one picture I've seen of the cover of this.
Now, is this the one that's 1910, 1920?
It's a very old movie. I believe it's black and white.
And is this the Nosferatu is the one that's bald and pink,
really
pointy
kind
ears,
of looks like,
and very ugly.
Someone from American Horror Story.
Yes. So anyways, Nosferatu is the one that's bald and ugly
one.
Look. He's not a
so
sexy
how did
vampire.
I know, which is unfortunate because I went through a very heavy Anne Rice phase.
Who's Anne Rice?
She wrote a lot of vampire novels in, I'm going to say, the 80s, early 90s, maybe.
Are
I could be totally
are
wrong.
Are you huge into vampires?
I'm not huge into modern vampires. I'm huge into literary vampires,
okay.
Like the OG, like Dracula and that sort of thing, and Anne Rice stuff. So Interview with the Vampire was her first one, and then she wrote like The Vampire Lestat and Queen of the Damned. So all that stuff early, Anne Rice got weird in her later years, but her early vampire stuff is like, that's sexy vampire. So clear, that's what I like.
Yeah. Yeah. you like the like walk in is like, just like, show me your necks. And you're like, I'll show you my neck any day.
Yes. Any day. Any every day.
Here, kiss my neck. Oh no, you're biting it now.
But that's what I wanted okay, all along. That's okay,
because it's also sexy.
What kind of podcast is this?
What kind of podcast is
it's
this?
It's taking a weird turn. So
what
he's
happens,
not sexy.
What
so I think
happens,
maybe he's really upset that he's not sexy.
Does he know? This is like made in the 1920s.
Okay,
does
he so
know that
he was
sexy vampires exist?
Probably not. So maybe everyone thinks he's really alluring. So that's, I'm going
to... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
is this like the... He's considered like the original
vampire, I think so,
vampire,
yes,
right?
Yes. I think he is because, I think he is. I think, except for, I think the original vampire story would be the Castle of Otranto, but...
What is that about?
It's basically about a vampire. And so all these kind of vampire gothic novels have similar themes, so I'm feeling like... I can predict the plot of this movie just by like going along these themes, right?
So what we know about it is that he's creepy looking
and he's a vampire.
Let's jump into
what
you think is going to happen.
So I think there's got to be certain characters in here. Like one of them's got to be like, there's got to be a woman who's either a damsel in distress, like a virginal maiden, or
always
completely goes against that stereotype.
You pick. I want you to pick one right now.
Oh, I'm going to pick like goes against that stereotype.
Okay.
And
okay. In 1920s though?
Oh, absolutely. I think, well, she's going to be like overly curious and, you know.
Before I spend all this time thinking that this movie was made in 1920, I'm going to look up.
When was it made?
Yeah.
I feel like that'll give us some clues. And then there's
1922.
Also,
I was right.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Great job.
Oh, okay.
So then there's always, I feel like there's always like certain tropes, like the weather is always awful in gothic novels.
Always.
Like, I found myself on a heath. I don't know why I was there. I was feeling something kind of weird and I don't know what I was feeling and I can't really put it into words.
Let's back up. Yeah. Does Nosferatu, is that his name? The name of the vampire guy?
I think that's the name that people, like, maybe they're vampire hunters, because there always are. There are always these people, like, this hero, there's a hero figure who's sort of a vampire hunter. And
there's always a Gaston looking to kill the beast.
There's always, yes.
Yeah.
And
so this
I
isn't,
think
this isn't Nosferatu's what, story. This is someone else's story.
I think his real name is something like...
Jim.
Or Kevin. I feel like his real name's Kevin.
It's Kevin.
And he just thinks that he's living his life.
Yeah.
By himself, and then somebody just gets the idea to be a vampire hunter, sort of like Dracula, where
I've never seen Dracula.
Harker and Dr. Seward and all them are going after him.
There's
so many.
Dracula.
Read it first.
Okay.
But there are lots of versions, but Dracula Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen
is
the best Dracula.
No.
Yes, it is.
So
the weather, there's going to be really awful weather at some point in this movie, and they're going to find themselves trapped in his castle.
How many like establishing shots do you think we'll see of like the castle on the hill and
with
lightning striking? Yeah.
Oh, probably that's going to be the opening of the movie.
That starts out crash, crash, Nosferatu, crash, crash.
And then they're going to show a coffin and
he's
going to come out of the coffin.
What do you think? Who's the main character?
Kevin.
Okay, so he's the main character. What is his arc throughout this whole movie? Like, what's he begin?
He probably just wants blood.
But did he start out as a vampire?
Yes. He was the original vampire.
He just woke up one day and he's like, I'm a vampire.
He was born a vampire.
He always existed as a vampire.
Immaculately conceived.
As a vampire.
As a vampire. He was the original one, and then he turned some other people into vampires, and they were just lame. So we don't talk about them. We just talk about him in this movie. So he starts out just living his life, but he wants, maybe he's lonely, you know, and he just wants a companion.
He wants that virginal companion.
He wants that virginal maiden who's kind of a trope in these novels. But I feel like in this movie, I would like to see that kind of twist, which happens sometimes, where the female protagonist gets a little too big for her britches and is investigating things at the castle. And then she becomes trapped there, obviously, because I feel like that always happens, like in Edgar Allan Poe, for example.
Come on, Edgar.
I mean, just
Nevermore.
Beautiful women, beautiful dead women everywhere.
Ugh.
Just.
I'd love it.
Beautiful dead women everywhere. I don't know. So there's going to be like the ghost or monster figure, which is Kevin. Mm-hmm. And so there's this atmosphere of mystery and suspense that is going on. I'm sure that's going to kind of pervade the whole movie. Like, what's really happening?
Right.
And the characters are going to be way dumber than the audience. Like, they're going to have no clue what's going on. They're going to walk into.
There's always dramatic irony. We always know more than the actors.
We're going to know more. We're going to know about as much as Kevin knows.
So is he just on a one track mind of like, blood?
He just wants blood. But then maybe he meets this inquisitive woman vampire hunter and just they fall in love.
Okay.
And they decide to get married, but people don't want to accept their love. But so they decide to hunt him down, kind of like Beauty and the Beast. I'm falling back on that.
It's a good trope, especially like for 1920s. Yes, like, that's a trope.
That's a trope. Another trope is madness. So someone is either going mad or everyone else believes that they're going mad. And it kind of carries throughout the whole movie. So I think there's going to be some crazy character who's either controlled by Nosferatu.
Okay, like his little puppet. Yes,
like his little puppet, like a Renfield type character.
Who he sends out to Dracula. Like the town to get people to come to the castle.
Yes, he's like his pimp? What's a better word?
I feel like pimp might be good.
He's his wingman.
His wingman. Does all the work and then.
Does all the work. And he's, or kind of like an Igor character like, vampire. Yes, master, like.
Vampire. He's a wingman.
Like when I wrote down ideas for this podcast, I wrote down jokes, and underneath it said, it says jokes, talking to bat. Hey, you fucking bat. And that's in quotes, and I wrote that down clearly in a fugue state.
Caitlin, the things that you have written down on this 14-page preparation, did you write this yourself?
Some of it's copy-paste, some of it's my own writing.
How long did you work on this?
A couple hours. So, when I should have been working. But do you remember, this is totally tied into the plot of this movie.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, there was this story in the news about a 2,000-plus-year-old sarcophagus that was unearthed in Egypt. And these archaeologists were excavating it.
Yes.
And there were all these news stories and people were commenting on it saying like, don't open the sarcophagus. Only bad things can come out of there. And there was this
plague.
Oh yes. I did write down some specifics about it because I thought this was pretty, prescient. So what they found was a 9 feet long by 5 foot wide and 6 feet tall tomb buried more than 16 feet underground. And they found a carved alabaster man's head and that was likely depicting the person who was in the tomb. So when they opened it, they found 3 skeletons and a lot of red liquid sewage.
What's this all mean?
I just know that when they were talking about opening the sarcophagus, since I did go through that heavy Anne Rice phase, like, whatever comes out of that sarcophagus is going to be sexy as hell.
Sexy as hell, yeah. Though I don't think mummies have ever been depicted as sexy.
Except for the mummy, was he sexy? I forget.
He was, you're right.
Yeah.
But only when he got all of his things
back.
Yeah.
Because he
opened the jars and so he stole the tongue off the one guy and took the eyes from the other guy. Yeah,
that's right. He had to get all the body parts back. Yeah. That was a good movie.
That was. Then they made other ones and it didn't. No, it didn't fly.
There was a Tom Cruise one, which also, let me say, Tom Cruise in Interview with the Vampire, blonde Tom Cruise, that when they made the movie, horrible. He is not Lestat. He's the worst. Never see
Tom Cruise has never wanted made me want to watch a movie.
No. And seeing him blonde and creepy is just not okay. Except for Brad Pitt was an amazing Louis in that movie. So I feel like I want the vampire in Nosferatu to be like Brad Pitt's Louis. To be just precious and in love with art and literature. We're talking about a movie
I've also never seen. I've never seen an Interview with a Vampire.
Okay, we can talk about that someday too. Okay. But so Nosferatu. So let's go back to this. The weather's awful.
What happens at the end? What do we see? What does he get out of it all?
So he gets killed because there's always at the end of I feel like at the end of this, he's going to get killed very predictably. Stake through the heart. Garlic. They're going to cut off his head and put garlic in his mouth like you do. And it's going to be really sad. But you feel like it's this ending that ties up all these loose ends and restores order to the world and whatnot.
Right.
But we're not going to feel good about it because we like Kevin.
And then like the last shot is just his head and he winks.
Right.
And you're
exactly.
like, oh shit, he's right. still alive.
I think there's going to be that moment at the end where you like, you think everything's coming together, but you're not okay with it because it's probably still happening and it could happen to you too. And there's going to be that feeling of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final thing
mm-hmm.
before we go to our break.
Yes.
Caitlin, what is the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is that you should, this is hard.
Think about it. Let it happen.
I think there's no moral.
There's no moral.
I think the moral is that there's no moral.
This is an amoral story.
This is an amoral story. I think the...
This is our first movie without a moral. So
I don't think there's a moral. I think the moral is that it's amoral. I think maybe the creators of this film wanted it to be good triumphs over evil, but I think us watching it, what we'll probably bring to it is we're kind of intrigued by this evil, and let's get into it.
Let's get into this evil.
I think that's the moral.
We're gonna go watch this movie now, and we'll be right back.
Yay.
Is that your wife? What a lovely throat.
Parker's writing to Nina. I have some bites on my neck, and he writes, from mosquitoes? From spiders? I don't know.
So that's the part, I think. So in my version that I watched, the 2013, not remake, but like mm-hmm. what they did was they took, and this is what I think, like yours was all black and white, right?
It was all black and white.
Mine had tones of sepia in it.
Well, aren't you lucky?
But I think it's because they at the beginning they were like, we took some things that were on the cutting room floor and we tried to put them back in.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So I think there are parts
that
I've seen.
You may have seen this ending that apparently I didn't see that has been... But did you watch it?
I got real tired of it after,
so
like,
the names are extremely confusing in this movie, especially if you know the Dracula story.
Yes.
Bram Stoker's Dracula, like the book.
Yeah.
So...
Well, like, before we go on, like, real things...
We're going to go into tangents.
Caitlin, what did we get right and what did we get wrong?
Well, I think the main thing that I got right was the virginal woman trope who sacrifices herself to save everybody from...
Was she a virgin in your version? Say that three times fast. That's a mouthful.
Was she a virgin in your version? Was she a virgin in your version? Yeah. Was she a virgin in your version?
Okay, you did it.
Not the virgin. In my version...
Yeah.
For all that I know, she was a virgin.
Okay, because in my version, they never hinted.
She was engaged to this guy, so I'm assuming, like, the conventions of the time, they wouldn't have been banging. But who knows?
Because it was 1922, it was filmed about 1838.
Oh, really?
Did you miss that part, too? There were
I know it came out in 1922, but the novel was written in the 1890s, so I'm
right,
not...
Right, but the story
takes place in the
1838,
okay.
I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For educating me on that point.
But,
I didn't know.
But I don't think they never mentioned... They just called him Madam in my version.
They called him Madam?
Her Madam, sorry.
Okay. I was like, whoa, look at
that.
You watched a very much more exciting movie than I did.
Hey, 1922...
Why were there drag queens in your version? God damn it.
1922, they were very progressive.
I mean, some places they were.
Yeah.
Europe. And by Europe, I mean continental Europe. Well, no, this was supposed to be Germany.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So, I know that we got right that he was the bald one.
He was ugly.
I didn't expect it to be his two front teeth that were his blood-sucking teeth.
I know. Those were, and when they found him in the coffin, he was like totally frozen.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was biting through his bottom lip, and I was really concerned for him.
Well, he was just a little midnight snack, some of that blood.
Yum. I'll just eat my own lip.
I would suck my own blood that I don't have. I don't know. Do vampires have... blood. Is that, or is that the reason why they suck blood?
They don't have blood.
At all.
At all.
You would think that they'd want to be in the sun then, because like the sun would warm them up. I feel like they'd be like...
Right, which is an interesting thing, because in your version, not virgin, did it have the ending where he burned up in the sun?
Yes.
Because my version cut that.
Really?
Yes, and it just ended with the Nina character, who's dying. Based on Mina in the novels, and is Ellen or something in some versions.
Ellen in my version.
Yeah, in my version, she's Nina, which is based on Mina. So, dear God.
We really should have had a conversation here.
Real quick, please let's clear this up. There was a Thomas Hutter, who is the Harker character in the novels.
Right.
There's this Nock person who's Renfield in the novel.
Okay.
There's Ellen, who is Nina or Mina in the novels. And then there's Harding and his sister Annie, or Westenra, and his wife Lucy.
Who were the shipwright.
No, they're just the people that Nina stays with.
They call them the shipwright. The shipments.
We may have seen two totally different movies.
Because that's where Nina goes whenever.
Yeah, she goes to stay with them when he leaves. Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
So my version had the original novel names, with the exception of Dracula. They called him either Nosferatu or Count Orlok.
Okay.
So
they only referred to Count Orlok whenever he was saying that he was going to Count Orlok's castle.
Okay.
And
And then in the book of vampires, which he conveniently finds in his room, it refers to him as Nosferatu. He throws it down. And listen, let me say something about Harker.
Please. Hutter was in my...
Okay, whatever.
He didn't have a first name. They just called him Hutter the whole time.
Well, his first name is Jonathan. And apparently in my version, it is spelled Jonathan, like T-H-O-N. Like, it makes me feel like...
Jonathan.
Like, it's like a marathon. Jonathan.
A Jonathan.
Like, I don't know what that means. I'm not sure. Like,
who can be John the longest? And the quickest, huh?
Well, yeah, exactly. Who?
Is that a bathroom thing, though?
There are a lot
that
of
could
people.
Be a bathroom...
A Jonathan. Yes, like the toilet, like...
like the John. Anyways, continue talking about John, please.
The Jonathan. So, Jonathan, what was I talking about?
You were saying how Jonathan Hutter...
Yes.
...was Jonathan in your version.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Did they call him Dracula in your version?
No.
Okay.
They did not. They called him Count Orlok or Nosferatu. Mm-hmm. So he conveniently finds this book of the vampires. That's what I was saying.
Yes.
In his hotel room. And the thing about this character, he smiles with his mouth open like I can't even do it. Like, and he has the most menacing smile. Even at the beginning, when he's like picking flowers for his wife and brings them to her, I thought he was going to stab her in the face because he comes in with this menacing face.
Yeah, and she's like, first of all.
She's playing with the kitten, which was my favorite part of the
movie. I love that she went out a window to play with a kitten just to pull that kitten inside. I wrote, damn Ellen, her line, why do you kill them? Because she's talking about the flowers because mm-hmm. they're so beautiful. I was like, damn.
Is that a metaphor?
Also, yeah, like, I don't want your bullshit, man.
Yeah, why did you kill
these
them?
These are flowers.
I don't think they have a very good marriage.
No, probably not.
He thinks so.
He
brought her all these flowers and
writes
looks like a serial killer.
Yeah.
And writes her letters that's like, everything bad is happening here and it all sucks and I have bites on my neck, but please don't worry about me.
I couldn't tell if this movie was super foreshadowing or if they were just like, or if Ellen was just like...
Dense AF.
Out of character. No, out of character. Ellen was just like, or Nina... Mm-hmm. was like, she's like, no, I know what's gonna happen in this movie, and the director's like, we only got one shot, do it. And then she's like, no, Hutter, don't leave,
right? Yeah.
And because she knows.
I think it's the foreshadowing bit. I think with silent movies they have to be super heavy-handed with that sort of thing, which is why
everything.
I think he had the open mouth smile and the just general look of a crazy man.
We hardly even mentioned that. We didn't mention this right now since we came back. It was silent. After 15 minutes, I was like, it's been an hour, right?
I know. I kept looking at the time.
Now
that I've watched it once, I think I could watch it again and be like, hey, this is kind of funny and campy. I enjoy this.
But the
first time, I was like, my eyes kept closing and... I did myself
a disservice by watching it while laying in bed.
I had to watch it sitting up because the first time I fell asleep three times. So then I had to watch it sitting up at a dining room table in front of my laptop.
Just like head propped up on arms.
And I had to have snacks. I had to carbo load to watch this movie. And so the scene where he finds the Book of the Vampire is conveniently located in the little, like, bed and breakfast or wherever he's staying. Right. And then he throws it on the floor and starts stripping his clothes off. And I was like, damn.
Sometimes he got real excited about
this. I know. I was like, why? I thought he was legitimately going to get naked. And I was like, this is 1922, but what am I about to see?
They're more liberated back then.
I know. I was like, whoa. It's going to get crazy. But then he just wore his nightgown like a skirt for a minute.
I think we got wrong was that we thought that there's much of a plot in this. Like, we thought
I thought it took place in his house and they all kind of went to him. But the only person who went to his house was the Harker character.
Yeah, Hutter Harker, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that, if his shadow is cast on you, you are under a spell or something?
Right.
Because I was really thrown off whenever... Hutter's like hiding and he's like, no, don't hurt me. And then he just falls asleep.
Under the covers.
And then he just falls asleep. And he wakes up the next morning. He's like, oh, this was great nap I had.
But apparently.
What are these bug marks on my neck?
I know. But he just. And then he only read the Book of the Vampires later. And
right.
I don't think he even put it together when he wrote it. The only person who put it together was Nina, who sacrificed herself through the window and was like, cast your shadow on me. And then she dies. So it was really the kind of basic virginal woman sacrifices herself. Although Harker Hutter was kind of lame sauce. He was a wimp.
No, yeah. It was all about him and he was boring AF.
He was so boring. So I would not want to be his friend.
And he was mean to everyone?
He was mean to Books.
He was mean to Books, which, first of all, like...
Don't throw that book in the floor.
Do you know when this book was made? You were filming this in 1922. This book was made before then. That's an old book.
Yeah, how dare you?
To us in 2018, that is an old book, Mr. Mm-hmm. Hutter.
Exactly.
Don't be throwing that around.
God damn you.
Jeez.
Like...
Also...
Desecration.
When he got to the inn, like... That night.
Yeah, he was pretty mean to the townspeople.
First of all, he threw his bag on the ground.
Yeah.
And he looked at the guy to come over and pick up his stuff while he walked in. And then he's like, give me my dinner. I want to eat
now. Oh, yeah.
Now.
He's like, I need to eat. I have a schedule to keep. I got to get to the castle.
Give me food now. After he chugs the drink that was just given to him. I was like, dude, slow your roll.
Was a douche
is what I'm trying
canoe.
To say. Yeah, he was a big douche canoe.
We do not like him. So.
What other notes you got there?
Nosferatu's hat.
Yeah.
A++, but what was it?
A speed at which he can get back into the castle after he drives his horses away.
Those horses move faster than most cars do today.
And he flew down, and then, like, and next then he, thing you know, he's in the doorway.
He can also run around with his coffin under his arm as if it weighs nothing, and then disappear through doors.
He can also lift
those. I did not predict that he had all those powers. I thought it was going to be, like, Interview with a Vampire. Like, they can read minds. They are very seductive. They can kind of control. This guy was not seductive.
This is the first iteration, Caitlin. This is the first iteration.
He was not in the least bit hot, and I was very disappointed.
And he didn't sparkle like Edward.
I prefer him.
He also threw those whole crates, which were definitely coffins, mm-hmm. of dirt and rats on that cart, easy as peasy.
Oh, yeah.
He was just like, boom, boom,
so
boom,
maybe
boom.
He had super strength, but it kind of just, I don't think so.
And did he put his casket lid on by himself after getting inside the casket?
I think he
like just like
it. I think
no
he
but when he oh. when he was on top of the oh. like he put himself in it and then his horse was ready to go and it just like it lifted up and landed on
him. I think he has that power because also on the ship when the door to the ship's hold like swung open on its own,
yeah.
I think that was him doing that, so he could sort of move things, but
I
he
would
didn't
really like to like nail down
what
all
his powers
are.
Were
yeah
I know I'd like to nail that down too. I don't know.
These
I
movies just, should learn from Marvel and just like stick to the easy versions of what these superpowers are.
He did drink the blood of the young. He disappeared through a door.
He caused the plague.
What else did we get right? Did we get anything right?
I really
the
don't.
Weather wasn't bad. I predicted that the weather would
was
be bad
be
and
the
they
whole
would be
time.
Stuck on a heath, and that definitely didn't happen.
Yeah.
There wasn't that sense of foreboding that you normally have in those sort of movies with the protagonists, that they know something's wrong, but they can't pin it down.
But everyone else around him, though, like everyone in the inn were like, don't go.
The townspeople knew
and
what
then,
was up.
And then the people mm-hmm. that were driving him up the... carting him up the yeah. hill, they were like, we're not going any further, I don't care how much you pay us.
Right. So they knew.
Yeah.
They knew, but our protagonists were dumb as rocks, except for Nina.
I think your favorite part is the kitten part.
I think my favorite part is the kitten part. Well, I initially saw it because it was in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and I was thinking, oh, thank God there are going to be cats in this movie.
There are going to be multiple cats. There's only one.
There can only be one
cat. And it wasn't even seen again.
Nope.
Okay, so I don't think we did very good.
We did pretty poorly. But Caitlin, did you know?
Please, I want the fun
did
facts.
Did you know? I have a couple fun facts.
Give me
I'll only give you a few. This film was banned in Sweden due to excessive horror.
Oh.
At the time, and then also Bram Stoker's family sued the makers of this movie over copyright infringement. So it was banned in Europe for a time, and the judge who was on this case ordered that all copies be destroyed. However, a few made their way over to America, and that is why we have the versions that we have today. So the version I saw was actually based on the original, where they had basically the plagiarized names.
Right, right.
And the version you saw was when they were trying to make it a little less like we're copying your work. So, but it still was.
It really
so
was,
copies
yeah.
of both exist. At least that's my understanding of it.
We need to have a fact corner on this show.
Fact corner. I'd love to be fact
Can
corner.
I just bring you on like every episode, just have you give fun facts about...
I would love to do that.
Caitlin.
Oh boy.
Now that fact corner is over, what were your... how do you think we did on this movie?
I think we sucked abysmally. Out of the 10 inches of Nosferatu's fingernails, how many inches did we get right?
Yeah.
Am I answering that for myself?
Yes.
I'm going to say 1.5 inches.
1.5.
So it was measly little.
We knew that he was bald and creepy. And I think that's about it.
And I knew there was going to be some kind of virginal maiden trope.
Right. Right.
And we knew what he looked like.
Yeah.
We knew there was going to be a lady heroine. We knew there was going to be a woman in it.
Yeah.
So we didn't do great.
And I'm going to rate this movie a 2 out of the 15 times that the words didn't match up with the mouths whenever they said, because they would mouth something and then the word would pop up. And
I think
it
they were just
matched.
Mouthing watermelon, like watermelon I do when cantaloupe. I don't know the word, when I don't know the words to something. Pro tip, just mouth watermelon.
So I'm going to, that happened about 15 times, at least from my count that
okay.
I made.
Oh, good job.
So I gave us a 2 out of 15 on that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think that's about right.
But thank you all for listening to Spoilers Digest. We also want to give a special thank you to Alex Petty, who writes the music for our show. And we also want to give a special thanks to Josh Friend, who who designed our logo and all the extra things that we use on our website, which is spoilersdigest.com. And a special thank you from me to you, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
Is there anywhere online that you would like people to follow you or any kind of information you'd like to toss out into the world?
Sure. Sure. So if you want to follow me online and some crazy things that happen during my day, my Twitter handle is Kate, K-A-I-T, Baker. So Kate Baker, 86. So now you know that I'm an old. And then my Instagram is kbake, K-B-A-K-E 86, and you'll see lots of pictures of poems I like, so prepare to be bored or interested, depending on what you like. Also, currently in a production of The Mousetrap, directed by Alyssa Bruno at the Theater Factory, going up in October, so if you like Agatha Christie murder mysteries or murder or mysteries...
And you are also in the Pittsburgh area.
In the Pittsburgh area, yes. That's in Trafford, Pennsylvania,
yeah,
FYI.
You can also come. You can come from wherever you are to come see this, but it might be a long distance, might be a short distance. I'm not sure.
If you road trip to come see me, I will...
Come check it out.
Thank you. nothing else.
So, yeah, follow Caitlin. I'm going to put those things on our website so you can check them out. Again, spoilersdigest.com. I don't think I ever talk about it, so this time I'm going to talk about it. You can also find us at... Spoilers Digest on Twitter and Spoilers Digest Podcast on Instagram. Because Vanessa's not around, I hardly ever do our Instagram, so definitely Twitter, because I'm on that game, but not on the Instagram game. I need to pick up that game. That's the end of the show. I can't remember if we say anything else at the end, but...
Whether we're right or wrong...
It's all trademarked, and guys, don't be like us.
Go watch a movie.
Just go watch maybe
a vampire movie,
but
or a creepy movie, or a gothic movie, or a movie with murder.
It is fall in 20 days, technically.
Get your spoopy on.
Get your spoopy on. Get all your spoopy on. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Bye.